hard, heavy, and hell. Badass music for badass listeners.
Anyone who says rock is dead is stupid, deaf, or both. All you have to do is open your ears to Europe, where bands like Black Rain are the vanguard of modern melodic hard rock, glam, and sleaze metal. And they aren't new. Black Rain, like many of their contemporaries, have been playing and recording for years. And now, the rest of the world is discovering them too, including France's Black Rain. I sat down with the frontman and chief songwriter of Black Rain, Swan Hellion. Swan Hellion of Black Rain, welcome to the Hard, Heavy, and Hair show. Thank you for joining me on the show.
Yeah, thank you very much, man. I'm really, really glad to be with you.
Right on. I'm really liking the new album, Untamed. So that just came out, and it was... How's the response been to that?
So far, it's been really good. Actually, I think we... I guess we've done something better than what we've done in the past, because the feedback is quite incredible for now. So, for example, I don't think I had any opportunities in the past to do interviews like over the ocean in America. I think it's a good sign, and we're very happy about the feedback. So that's a good sign, I guess.
Right on. Good. I'm glad. I'm really liking it. It's a good album. And so I first became aware of Black Rain with your 2013 album, I think, It Begins.
All right.
But a lot of people, especially in North America here, are thinking that Untamed is your first record. How long have you got? It's actually your seventh, right?
Yeah, it's I don't even know anymore. It's getting really complicated to count, but yeah, it's something like the seventh album we've been doing, and it actually even seems to us that it's like almost a new start. But I would say like from the previous album, Dying Breed, it really feels like we're actually doing something new. And I don't know why it took so much time, and what took us so much time to record like albums that we really enjoy and that really sound good. I have no clue. I guess we've been, maybe we spent too much time partying in the past, and I don't really have an answer, but I guess we got much more skilled nowadays, and we are able to do better album, better music. I guess that's about it. So I'm glad actually people from America starts to hear about us. It's about time, I guess.
So any plans to tour North America?
That would be great, but unfortunately, nothing really in the radar. And It's especially nowadays, you know, it's getting really complicated to fly the whole band to another continent for multiple kind of questions, but just the cost, and I guess we might be too small still to be able to do such a thing. We've been in America, we've been recording an album in America, so that was a great experience. But we've never been playing there, so we will see. I hope we will be able to do that in the future.
All right, I know some people over here would really like to see Black Rain play live.
Oh, that sounds good. That sounds good. So I guess we'll have to arrange something. We'll see.
Right on. So you said the new album Untamed is a bit of a new sound for you, or getting the sound right. Can you elaborate on that?
Yeah, well, as you said, Black Rain, you know, we've been playing for so many years now. I think we started playing together at the end of high school or something like that. We never had any other band. So, it just started, and we just kept going. So it was not really serious in the beginning. We didn't really know what direction we would take. We actually started in the beginning playing like some kind of heavy speed metal, I would say. And then we discovered all those bands from the 80s, like Wasp, Motley Crue, because we're not from that generation, and we discovered all those bands, all this culture, like much later. And when we started to listen to that, it really had a huge impact on our lives, and we started to change the style. So for those reasons, for those, you know, all those changes, and I guess it took a lot of time for the band to find his style. The sound is another question. I mean, we had a lot of bad luck, I would say, with the previous album's productions, for example. It took us a long time to find someone, a producer or a mixer that would actually give us the sound we were looking for. And it's actually the first time that we get an album with that good sound, that fat production. I think it has a lot to do with the fact that people start to enjoy the band much more than before, and that we kind of getting more recognition.
Yeah, well, you definitely deserve the recognition. You guys have been at it for a while and putting out albums steadily and honing your craft. So, sorry, go ahead.
No, no, it's cool. I mean, thank you very much. I guess we were, I think that we might have missed some, you know, technical skills, like musically talking, in the past. And I think maybe with my vocals as well, I've been working a lot on it, and you can clearly hear it on the record. And I think that's something in the previous album that might have that people maybe didn't like so much, but I'm not sure. You're never sure. I mean, it must be some reason why we didn't get that recognition before, but yeah, it's hard to find an answer to that.
Do you find it difficult to sing in English?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, we are still French, so
yeah.
It's always a struggle for me. The accent, you know, that's one of the reasons, for example, that I absolutely can't listen to some of the first Black Rain albums. It sounds terrible. My accent is terrible. The English is actually most of the time wrong. So it's some kind of nonsense that we might have been singing in the past. So yeah, it's difficult, and much more than this, you know, it's hard to do that kind of singing. The high pitching vocals, you need to have some skills to do that, and I might have missed it in the past as well. So yeah, that's some of the reasons, I guess.
Okay. So your producer on Untamed was Hans Braun from Kissing Dynamite. How was it to work with Hans?
Well, it was very easy. It's a friend, so we've known each other for quite a long time, quite a few years. And to be honest, it's, you know, we haven't met each other during the mix of the album. We only talked over the phone when we needed. And most of the time I would just send him the demo tracks that we actually use directly to work on the album. And he would just mix it and send it back to me when it's done. And most of the time it was kind of what I was expecting, what I was looking for. So for most of the tracks on Untamed, we didn't change so much. So it was super easy to work with him. I guess it's, you know, he's playing in this band, Kissing Dynamite.
Yeah.
And we kind of playing the same kind of music. So I guess he has the same vision than me when it comes to how this music should sound and yeah, how to produce it. So super easy.
Good. Well, now that you've got your sound dialed in, you've got the production right where you want it. Are there any of your older songs that you'd like to either remix or re-record and just update?
Of course. Yeah, there's a, there could be a lot of them. And for different reasons as well, because you mentioned this album, It Begins.
Yes.
This one is, it's not available anymore. I don't think you can find it. We were working with this, with Sony on this one, and they don't produce the album anymore. So I think just for this reason, it would be nice to re-record some of the songs. We don't have the rights on the recordings from this album and another one that we did release before that. So it's like, I think it's two albums that you cannot find anywhere, not in the stores and not on the any of the streaming platforms. So that could be interesting to re-record some of the tracks. And definitely, I think it would be a very good thing to do that on some of the tracks we still do play live. I think some of them really deserve a new kind of production. I think that would make them sound so much better. But you know, it takes time. It's and most of the time when you're done with something, it's really hard to get back on it and to try to do better. And I don't know. It's just easier to keep going and produce new things.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, an artist always wants to do something new and move forward and expand, you know.
But we've done that. You know, that was this song on It Begins. It's called Blast Me Up. And we still play this song on every concert because it's, I mean, the audience really, really liked that one. And everybody at the end of the show always asked us, like, where can we get this track, because we can't find it anywhere. And so we decided to re-record that one on the Dying Breed, the previous album. So we've done that already, but we could do it on much more songs for sure.
Okay. So you mentioned playing Blast Me Off is popular when you play it live. So what's your favorite Black Rain song to sing?
I don't know. It's a hard question. Basically, it's always, it's pretty hard to, it's some of the tracks are really tough to sing live. And, I think I really enjoy to sing the new tracks actually. We've had like four songs from Untamed in the set list since this summer. We didn't wait for the release of the album to start playing those. And it worked super well, so we were super happy. And I think the song Kiss the Sky is one of my favorites on the album, and it's one of my favorite on stage to sing as well, because it's very diverse. You know, you got all those different parts, slow kind of parts and some more speed metal kind of verses. So it's very interesting to sing, actually.
All right. Yeah, that's a good one. I like that one. Like I said, I've been enjoying the whole album.
Nice to hear.
So you've toured with Alice Cooper, Scorpions, Steel Panther, and others. What's the wildest thing that's happened on tour with them or anytime?
Well, it was never with those big names. We tried every time we had the opportunity to play with those huge bands, you know, we didn't, we really did our best to be nice guys and to be, to behave and to not to do anything wrong or that would look maybe impolite or so. I think the wildest stuff we've done were it was definitely when we were touring with friends like Sister, for example. You know, I don't know if you've heard about this Swedish band.
Oh yeah,
Sister. Yeah, yeah. We played a lot together back in the days, and I mean, back in the days they were actually a glam band still, and that was pretty wild. I mean, we thought we were good on stage, and we thought we were playing like good concerts, but I guess we were not. But we were the best at partying, and I mean, it went so far on this tour in Germany, for example, that. Jamie, the Sister singer, we almost had to send him back home because he was like dying of drinking. he ended up at the hospital, and they wanted to send him back home to Sweden. Yeah, that's good memories. It was a bit too much, and I don't think. I think we were trying to be Motley Crue, maybe, you know. It's this is what happens when you read the dirt a bit too much. you try to reproduce those things, and sometimes it's not a really good idea, but we had fun at least. It's still good memories.
Cool. That's very cool. So, so where can people check out Black Rain? Where's what's your socials? Where's the music?
I guess the best way is to check it out on YouTube, since you you get the sound and the pictures. Otherwise, around here in Europe, I guess most of the people use Spotify. I guess it's the same in America, maybe. I'm not 100% sure, but
yeah, pretty much. Spotify is kind of a big one.
Yeah, so YouTube and Spotify, I guess, is the best to check the band out.
All right, and what about your social media presence? Where are you on socials?
We try to do we try to to take care of the social media. So we're definitely on Facebook, on Instagram, and. We just started a TikTok because we've been asked to do this. You know, we're from that generation that in between we've known the magazines and we've known the CDs and vinyls. We used to buy our records and we used to read the heavy metal magazines, and then we've been in this transition to internet and everything that changed. So it's a little bit hard for us to actually get to use those TikTok shit and that kind of things, but we try to be there.
Yeah, you really have to. It's hard, but TikTok is the big one now, and you know, especially with Twitter dying.
I know. We just it took us a really long time to start on that one. I tried like, you know, a year ago maybe, and I didn't understand anything about how to do the goddamn videos and what to do with it. It's really not natural for us. So it really, we have to do a lot of efforts to do this, but I see we see there's another kind of actually of audience in there, because when we check the stats on the on Spotify, for example, and Facebook, it's the audience is much older. So we've been wondering where the young people were, and we found them on TikTok. So it's definitely very important.
Yep. All right. Well, thank you again for your time. I really appreciate it. And once again, great new album. I've liked the last several. This one is just the best yet.
Yeah, so. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. But everybody's is telling us the same thing. So I guess you're right. It has to be the the best we've done so far. But yeah, thank you for having me. I really appreciate the invitation. It's really great to be able to promote the album overseas. So thank you, and hopefully we can maybe catch up one day at a concert in your area.
Yeah, I'd like that. All right, thank you very much, Swan Hellion.
Yeah, thanks, man.
All right, take care.
Take care. Bye.
Keep hard, heavy, and hair commercial free by becoming a Patreon supporter at patreon.com/pariahrocks.
If you want to be a hero, well, just follow me.
Remember to hear the music discussed in this interview. Stream the on-demand Hard, Heavy, and Hair show at pariahrocks.com.
That's PariahRocks.com.
Also hit PariahRocks.com to stream or listen on a radio station near you. The regular 2-hour Hard, Heavy, and Hair show with me, Pariah Burke. Hard, Heavy, and Hair is your weekly dose of hard rock, heavy metal, and hair bands from the 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s, 20-teens, and today, including the latest new releases, your old favorites, and deep cuts and rare hair, along with rock news and trivia.
This has been a Pariah Burke production. Copyright 2023, PariahRocks.com. The home of hard, heavy, and hair. Send requests, fan mail, and nude photos to Hard, Heavy, and Hair on PariahRocks.com. Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at PariahRocks.